Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, December 15th, 2025, and we have a great mix of insurance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Viva Beverage Law releases new liquor liability compliance guidance. Viva Beverage Law has released updated guidance to assist South Carolina alcohol businesses in understanding liquor liability insurance requirements and potential cost-saving measures for coverage. Founder Lauren Aquaviva's experience in alcohol licensing and tax matters provides valuable insight into regulatory decisions. Businesses licensed to sell alcohol for on-premises consumption in South Carolina must maintain a liquor liability insurance policy with at least $1 million in coverage if open after 5 p.m. Mitigation factors like stopping alcohol service by midnight or using a forensic digital ID verification system may reduce the required coverage limit. New applicants and renewing licensees can now submit mitigation documentation through My Doorway, with qualifying reductions taking effect starting January 1, 2026. For more information on insurance compliance and licensing procedures, visit Viva Beverage Law's website or submit inquiries through their online portal.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.